The Gemara's Shabbos on Daf Samech Beis says that one is not permitted to enter a Beis HaKiseh with tefillin on because the shin of the tefillin is halacha l'mos Sinai, and Abaye says the dalet of the tefillin is halacha l'mos Sinai, and Abaye says also that the yud of the tefillin is halacha l'mos Sinai. All three halacha l'mos Sinai. And this is the opinion of Rashi. And Tosis disagrees. Tosis says that we're not goyis the dalet and the yud is halacha l'mos Sinai. And he proves it because the Gemara in Shabbos on Chav Ches and Rema Madlikin says of Yosef's that the reason you need all behemoth tahora for the ritzuos is because lo huchshul melecha shemayim el all behemoth tahora. By the shin, the Gemara says because it's halacha l'mos Sinai, and therefore it comes l'matia tosa shem beficha min amut beficha as relates to the shin. But the Dalit and the Yud, Toy says, are not halacha l'mos Sinai, and they don't have a din of os and ksav, and therefore it's the reason it has to be all behemoth tahora is not because min ha'antia toras Hashem beficha, because there's no shem os on it, but it's only the halacha of lo huchshul melech shemayim el all behemoth tahora, and therefore Tosis is not goris. In our Gemara in Samech Beis, when the Gemara says that both the Dalet and Yud halacha l'mos Sinai, Tosis restricts it only to the shin. However, Rashi says it applies to all three, and Rashi also says, explaining the Gemara in Brochus, V'rol kol omer avos kishim Hashem nikra alech v'yomim mimeko v'tan Rabbi Lezer gadol omer elu tefillin shebarosh, and Rashi says in Menachos that Shem Hashem Nikra Lech means that the Shem Hashem, Shin Dalet, the Rov of the Shem, the Shin and Dalet on the Shel Rosh, and the Yud is on the Kesh of the Shel Yad, Shin Dalet Yud is the Shem Hashem Shakai. But Tosfos disagrees, and he says that the Dalet and the Yud are not a Halacha l'mos Sinai. The Rambam, the Rav pointed out, seems to have an intermediate opinion. The Rambam says, when he quotes the Halacha l'mos Sinai, he says in Hilchas Tefillin, in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, when he speaks at the different halachas, he says Shmona halachos yesh b'maaseh tefillin kulam halacha l'mos Sinai v'shiyah ba'or shel rosh tzuras shin v'shiyah hakesher shalhem kesher du ketzuras dalet. So the Rambam includes both the shin and the kesher that it has, that's a halacha l'mos Sinai. However, the Rav's medayik, but the Rambam later, when he quotes in halacha yigimel, he says, v'chein b'shel yad kosher kesher k'min yud. But the Rambam doesn't say that the yud, that's not included in the eight halacha l'mos Sinais that he had listed before. So it's mashma with the Rambam that he distinguished between the dalet and the yud, that the dalet is halacha l'mos Sinai, and the yud is not. So this is not like Rashi that includes all of them as halacha l'mos Sinai. Also, the Rambam, according to the Rambam, the Rambam paskins in Hilchas Tefillin Perek Gimel Halacha Tezayin, the Rambam says Ein Osin Atfilin Eli Yisrael Shasi Yosim Kichsivosim V'nei Hashin She'osim Ba'or K'mo Shaman Lefikoch Im Chipon Hakusi O Tofen Psulos V'uadin L'chol HaPosu L'Kosven Shalo Yase Osim. So from the Rambam is Mashma that he only excludes a Kusi or an Akum is only for making the Shin. Why not, since the Rambam thinks that the Dal is also Halacha l'mos Sinai, why not exclude a Goy from making the Dalet as well? So it seems that the Rambam, even though he thinks that the Dalet is Halacha l'mos Sinai, as is the Shin, however, they're Cholok in their Din, that the Shin is a Chefzer Shel Ksav, and therefore it has a Din of an Os, which is not the case as relates to the Dalet. The Dalet, it doesn't have a din of ksav, and it's not a chefzer shel os. Rak the halach, only the halach l'mos Sinai is that the shape of the kesher has to be betzulas dalet, but it doesn't have a din of ksav, and therefore And therefore, we understand now the Gemara, why the Gemara says, doesn't say, L'man tia tos Hashem b'ficha, as relates to the Dalit and the Yud, and more only says, L'luch shalom lech shemaim, in terms of making the tzuros, because it doesn't have that, even though it's a lochem Sinai, that has to be a tzuros dalid, but it's not. It doesn't have a din of ksav. And according to this, we can explain Rashi as well, that Tosfos asks and Rashi that the dalid and the yud. Rashi holds that the Dalit and Yud halachim Sinai. So why does the Gemara say, first of all, Tosfos asks, that the Ritzuas are only Tashmishei Kedusha, the Gemara Megillah and Daf Chafav? And why does the Gemara say that it's only because Lo Huchshu Melech Shemaim El Obehem Torah, as relates to the Ritzuas? If it's halachim Sinai and has it in Ksav, it's part of the Shem Hashem, Shakai, so it should have been L'mantias Tos Hashem Beficha. So the answer is that it doesn't have it in Ksav, and therefore it's only Tashmishei Kedusha, and therefore it also is not, since it doesn't have a din of ksav, the halacha of L'man tia tos Hashem b'ficha is not operative, but rather the halacha, that's why the Gemara says, lo huchshul melech shemaim el or behem Torah bilvad. However, the Rav was bothered, Reb Chaim has about this in the Seif in Hilchos Tefillin, l'chari by Tefillin, there are two halachas. One is halacha that the Ritzuas, that the tzuos are part of the chefshah, the tefillin, that, and the tefillin themselves are gufei kedusha. So even if the tefillin don't have a din of ksav, why should there be only tashmishei kedusha? L'chori there should be gufei kedusha, because they're an integral part of the tefillin. Tefillin consists of the batim, the parshiyos, and the tzuos. So why is it that the Ritzuas are only Tashmishei Kedusha? So the Rav said that even though the Ritzuas don't have a din, the Dalit doesn't have a din of Ksav, and therefore it's only Tashmishei Kedusha, but as relates to the Chalos Kedusha of Tefillin, so that they're an integral part. So for that, they would talk it would be Gufei Kedusha. But the Rambam is speaking about the Ritzuas by themselves, separated from the Tefillin. So the Ritzuas by themselves are separate from the Tefillin, are only Tashmishei Kedusha. And they don't have a din of Ksav, because the Kesher that's made in them doesn't have a din of Ksav. But the when they're actually tied and part of the Tefillin, then indeed they have a din of Gufei Kedusha. So when you make the tefillin, and when they're separated, as the Gemara is speaking about there, so then they're only Tashmishei Kedusha. When they're part of the tefillin and connected to the tefillin, tied, so then they're Gufei Kedusha. But in terms of the halacha L'man tia tos Hashem b'ficha, they don't have, that halacha does not relate to tefillin, according to Rashi, because it doesn't have a din of ksav. Even though it is a tzura of a dalid and a yud, and according to the Rambam, only the dalid halacha must be Sinai, but only as a tzuras dalid, but it doesn't have a din of ksav. And the Rav cited that actually the Mordechai quotes this in the name of Rabbi Elchanan, the Mordechai in the halachas ketanas of Hilchos Tefillin, quotes the Rabbi Elchanan, who says that indeed there's a difference between the Ritzuas when they're connected to the tefillin, and when they're not connected, and when they are connected, they're considered Gufei Kedusha, but when they're not connected, they're Tashmishei Kedusha. But nonetheless, it's not a halacha l'mosim Sinai, because it doesn't have a din. It doesn't have a din of ksav.